radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Manitoba country artist Jason Petrick will release his EP entitled Keys on April 27th. The first single and video is called Sunny Days. This time around, Jason worked with award-winning producer Chris Burke Gaffney. Lots to talk about and songs to listen to with my guest, Jason Petrick. Welcome, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. How about you this evening?
Pretty good, pretty good. Excited to be on the show with you today. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you back here, Jason. You were actually here back in May of 2011, so it's been about 2 years. And
yeah,
at that time,
that.
the big excitement was the song "You're So Beautiful" and video.
Yeah, we were doing some things back then and there, but we got a lot happening now. It's been a long time since then.
It has. Pretty amazing what's gone on lately. So let's get people caught up. The new album coming out on the 27th of April is called Tease. We'll get into specifics about it, but just what's the overall feeling you've got now that the album is done?
Oh, I'm super excited to share it with people. It was an interesting process how we went about recording this album and how it all ended up coming together. We did a lot of it down in Nashville, but now that it's done, I'm super excited just to start playing these songs and seeing what people think about it.
The producer this time around is Chris Burke Gaffney. Talk about working with Chris.
Oh, he's great, man. Everyone always asks me this question, and I kind of keep the same answer. In Winnipeg, he's a rock star. He's done it all. He's played in some big bands, and you know, if you were a music guy in the 80s, you would have definitely seen him play a few times, and he's done some awesome projects. So kind of getting the opportunity, being a Winnipeg guy, you know, getting the opportunity to work with him was really, really cool, and I thought I learned a lot, so it was great.
And what qualities does Chris have that helped you out in the studio with you, patience or encouragement? What were some of the things he did that helped you become a better singer in the studio?
Oh, man. We found a really good zone to work in where we knew that I could trust if I was doing something, or if he was saying I was doing something wrong, I trusted him. And I think that's huge because then it allows and at the same time he trusted me back too if I had an idea. And I thought we just got on a good level of communication where the project turned out pretty good in the end.
Now let's talk about the songs on the album, how many that you had a hand in writing and how many are outside songs. Of course, one of them is a cover of a Van Halen song, Dance the Night Away.
Yeah, we
that's cool.
You know what, that's kind of it's funny how it just all happens, but I've always loved that tune, and when we were kind of thinking of songs to do, and that song just popped up on our list as something cool that we might want to try, and we ended up going for it, and it turned out pretty cool.
Yeah, I was hearing, I think it was in one of your YouTube videos, the connection between Santa Claus when you were 6 years old and Dance the Night Away.
Oh man, that's funny. When I was like 6 years old, I went to the mall to see Santa, and for whatever reason we got on the topic of music and Van Halen came up, and I remember us both saying that was our favorite song, and it was funny, so I didn't forget it.
Very cool story. Now the other songs on here, how many did you have a hand in writing, Jason, and how many are from other writers?
I think I penned three of them, and then there's a handful of others from a bunch of other writers down in Nashville. One of my buddies, Mark, wrote a really beautiful song, and I heard a scratch version of him playing it one day, so I cut one of his tunes, and one of the other tunes actually is co-written by a guy from Rascal Flatts, Joe Don Rooney. So yeah, we got a collection of cool songs. It was really fun to do.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, Rockin' Down a Country Road, great title, and that's the one with Joe Don Rooney from Rascal Flatts. He had a hand in writing it, along with Danny Wells, who's a huge hit writer, and Kim Williams, Amanda Williams. How did you first hear that song? How was it pitched to you?
Oh, we know this song, Player Down in Nashville. My manager's really, she's grown a good connection with this guy. He just threw us a CD one day of some songs he had, and I liked it right off the hop, so he said, go for it, and we did.
Very cool. Another one on there, based on the title alone, I love it. It's called Right Out of the Book of Wrong. Great title. Tell us a bit about that song. Love that one.
Oh, that song's fun. Musically, I think that might be one of the most interesting songs on the album. So, or at least it is for me. And yeah, you know, the song's just kind of about causing trouble a little bit. Trouble's always fun to cause. So,
so you can put yourself in this song, right? This is your life is
in
this
song
to a certain degree.
You know, it's a really cool song, and I didn't end up writing this one either. But it's a very clever song. So yeah, it's a really cool tune.
Yeah, when you're picking tunes, of course, that are pitched to you from other writers, you've got to be able to believe in the song, and it's got to be a part of you, right? You've got to relate to it to a certain degree.
Yeah. Like, I think, it's got to hit you in that spot, that part of your creativity that you think, oh, yeah, I can do something with this song. I can make it my own. Because if you don't have that connection with the song, you know, it's kind of hard to play.
Now, we'll get back to the songs in the album and the album itself, but let's talk about your career in stand-up. Now, I know you didn't exactly make a career out of it, but last time we were on, you were talking about musical plays you did, and you took a stab at stand-up, and last time you talked about just how tough that is to do, because it's just you on stage. You don't have a backup band or anything.
Yeah, I did that a little bit way, way back when. It's funny you bring it up. You know what, stand-up was super tough because you have to plan out everything, like every word. And it's kind of like, you know, learning music. I feel I'm more natural at the music thing. But you really got to have a plan when you go up there. You can't just, like, wing it. Otherwise, it turns out bad. And I've had jokes that were – I had a lot of bad jokes.
How did you make up a joke? Like, how did it hit you?
Well, I was part of a group, so we all kind of helped each other. Hone in and really tighten up each other's performances. So we all had these creative ideas, and so we got together every now and then. And this was in high school, and it was pretty cool. It was really neat type of performing.
Now, when you talk about the words in comedy and how, you know, exact they've got to be, and I guess an economy of words, you know, it's got to be set up just right. And that's the same with songwriting, right? There are certain parts of a song. First of all, you got to not say too much in a song, but certain key melodies or key lines are really going to stand out more than others and are going to hit home emotionally.
Oh, yeah. When I write, I really try to focus in on the melodies and, you know, that's, you know, the notes you're using. And just at the same time, you know, keeping it understandable and trying to understand how other people hear it. So, yeah, you got to try. Like, you got to actually really dig in and understand the song. And it was the same thing for stand-up. You got to really understand what you're saying in order to make people laugh at it.
And both of them are pretty vulnerable things to do because in comedy you're putting yourself out there a lot of times talking about personal experiences that you're putting a humorous spin on. And same with when you're doing these songs, they might not always be funny, but it could be a lot of times an emotional song. For example, Save Me From Myself from your album, a very emotionally honest song. When you're delivering that, say, for the first time to an audience or even to other people who haven't heard it, is that a vulnerable experience for you?
Yeah, I try to make it. I try to be vulnerable. I think that makes the song better. I've always kind of said that song is one song if I can just, like, just kind of sing with, like, this honest feeling and just lay it out there, it'll probably always sound good because it really is a very, like, you know, it's a deep song. So, you're absolutely right.
That is a beautiful song. Now, I heard you talking about it earlier on one of your YouTube videos, again, that people can catch online, just how much you can relate to it and how much that is a part of you. This is one that you had a hand in writing?
No, that was the one my friend in Nashville wrote, and
you know,
just kind of he had this really crappy acoustic like recording, and I probably done it on a cassette. It was so bad, and it was written years ago, and you know, and I just got it, and I kind of had changed some of the chords and stuff, and just kind of made it more me, and the way it was sung, and I showed it to him when I was down there the last time, and he absolutely loved it, and I told him I kind of wanted to record it, so he said, just go for it. So it was, I really love that song.
Now, you've also had the opportunity when you're in your concerts to have your lyrics sung back to you, which I've got to believe for an artist, and you hear this a lot with people like Garth Brooks and all these big artists, when the audience sings back your lyrics, you know the song has hit home, and of course that means it's a memorable song. Tell us how that makes you feel, Jason.
That's pretty cool. Over the last, 6 months, you notice the crowds get bigger and people get to know the songs better because you played them more, so they sing them back, and yeah, it's really cool. Like I kind of think halfway through a song when I see it happening, I'm like, yeah, this is awesome.
that's a rock star moment, right?
That's right.
Now, talk about those experiences when you're on stage, because your video for Sunny Days, which is also the first single, it captures a live performance of yours in front of the camera. But what is that like for you when you're on stage and you're performing and getting the energy from the audience?
It's so much fun. That might, I say everything is the most fun, but that might be the most fun, is getting up there and just giving her with, you know, I love my band. They're so much fun to play with. And the people that come out and party with us and have a good time, they're so much fun that it's just, I wish I could do it every day, every night. It's awesome.
Now, when you're up there, do you talk a lot between songs or enough to explain a bit about the songs or share a bit about your life?
I think it depends on if someone needs to tune their guitar or not. If we're all in tune, then we just go to the next song. If there's the odd song I talk in between, but it's always different. We just go with the flow.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on the venue, I guess, right? Some are more ones you talk at, and others are just party and play songs.
Yeah, exactly. Some venues are a little more intimate, and you talk a bit.
Now, let's talk about your love of guitar. When did this start, Jason? And just how much does a guitar mean to you?
I got my first guitar when I was 12, and looking at my life, it's totally like, I couldn't imagine not have gotten a guitar, because I play it all the time, and, you know, it's just because I played guitar, I've had the opportunity to travel with people and see parts of the country and parts of the world and, you know, stand on stage and in front of a bunch of people, and that's kind of made me who I am a bit, so it's a pretty important piece in my life.
Now, do you write your songs with your guitar? Do you start strumming some chords or picking out a melody and letting the words fall out from that, or do the words ever hit you first?
Kind of a bit of both. It's for me, songs kind of, I've been doing a lot of co-writing lately, which is always on guitar, but you know, it kind of just, I'll probably have a lick that I like and then a little jingle that I wrote or a line or two. And if I'm lucky enough, two of them mash together and sound kind of good, then I got a song.
Right. That's a good feeling when you know you're onto something, right? Because not every song idea is going to start out to be one you're going to finish.
No, it doesn't. They all don't start pretty.
As long as they turn out pretty, right? I guess that's the main thing.
Right, exactly.
Do you know when to give up on a song? Like if you're into it and you're just like, this isn't going anywhere, and you switch gears?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's always writing. You know, you always have ideas that you don't like. You got to weed through hundreds of bad ideas before you find one that you really, really believe in sometimes. So
right.
I definitely have that.
Have you gotten better? I assume you've gotten better, and you have. We can tell by the songs you've written. But what is it about, or what is it that you've done that has got you to be a better writer?
Oh, man. I think I've just grown up as a person a bit. I think, yeah, just the more you mature, I think your writing changes. And I think people, though I can relate with myself more than I could last before I did with my last album. So, I mean, I think that my writing will improve in that sort of sense too. So, you know, writing is super weird. I'll have dry moments where I can't write anything, and then I'll have a weekend where I think I came up with two or three good ideas. So it's kind of always hit or miss for me.
Yeah, exactly. There are people in Nashville who do it regularly, as you know, and it's sort of like a 9-to-5 thing or 3-hour blocks that they just write all the time. But you do need that inspiration to hit, right, for you really to find an honest song.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, like, with every, like, you know, I would love, I think that'd be so cool to be a writer day in and day out. But just to be able to dedicate that much time to it is, you know, impressive. And I think the more I write, the better I write. That's actually one thing that I have found, that the more I practice it, the better I get. So I think that's just kind of why it's improved. I've grown a bit.
Yeah, I have heard other writers say it's like a muscle. It's a creative muscle. The more you're using it, the more it's going to work. You write every day as much as you can, and your writing is going to get better. Let's turn to a song from the album. Of course, this is the first single. There's a video for it as well. Our listeners can head to your website, jasonpetrickmusic.com, to check out the video, samples of the song. But it's called Sunny Days. What can you tell us about the song, Jason, before we share it with our audience?
Oh, it's just a fun tune. It's about staying positive when you got a crappy day that's going on. And I think everyone needs to remember that. So we got it out lyrically, musically one day, and we have a lot of fun playing it.
Lots more to talk about with Jason Petrick on the line from Manitoba. Right now, Sunny Days on In the Country. Guest Jason Petrick with his single Sunny Days from his brand new EP, which is entitled Tease. The big CD release party happening at Cowboys in Winnipeg on April 27th. Very catchy song, Jason.
Thank you.
It's a feel-good song, which you were talking before. It makes you stay positive, and that's what listeners love about music, country music. You know, it inspires you, and it makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Music totally can dictate the way you feel, and that's definitely a feel-good song. So if you want to smile and have a happy day, that's definitely one of the songs you can turn on.
Definitely. Now, for you, Jason, other than that song and some of your own songs, what is a song for you that never fails to get you feeling good? If you're having one of those days you're a bit tired and need some energy, what do you turn on to get the energy going?
Oh, I love Nickelback. I know it's a filthy habit, but I love it.
Right. A lot of people
everyone,
seem to think that.
Everyone I talk
a great
to
Canadian band.
Makes fun of me. Pardon me?
I said they're a great Canadian band, even though I know, like you say, some people do make fun of them.
Yeah, all great Canadian band. And at my roots, I'm still a rocker boy, and I love it. And one of my favorite bands ever. So they always get me going.
Very cool. Now, on the flip side of things, when you need one of those songs to get you to that emotional place or you just want to reflect, what's one of those slow songs, those ballads that does that for you?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. You know, you take some old classic country music. I'm trying to think of, like, you take back the old Paul Brand, like, 10 years ago. I think that's really a real true country, or whatever it ends up being, old Brooks and Dunn. That's a good reflection music song.
Definitely. There's a tune I'm thinking of Paul Brand's, I Meant to Do That. Beautiful song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great.
And that's what music will do. Like, it can take you from one extreme to the other as far as moods, and it's all good. On the album, your album called Tease, of course, that's one of the songs on the album. Tell us about the song and also why you chose to name the album after that song.
Okay. Yeah, the song, I wrote it with a really talented guy named Jason Gregory out in Nashville. And we actually wrote it over two trips, and it just came together as kind of a fun, rockin', like, sexy tune. And,
yeah
it just kind of, songs always stuck around. And it's super, I guess the word we kind of came up with, like, when we were thinking, like, what is it? You know, it's really edgy, and it's kind of, you know, it's cool the way it came together. And I think that was, and then that's why we really thought it also represented the album well, because the album is very edgy in certain places as well. And we do some, I kind of just threw out the best kind of, like, I could be at the moment, rather than thinking about genres or anything. And we got some really cool sounds on it, and I'm really happy with it.
And I love song titles. I mentioned before, like, right out of the Book of Wrong, but a one-word title can be so enticing and appealing. When you hear the word tease, you want to know what that song's about.
Yeah, oh yeah. And it, it's a really cool tune, and I'm really pumped with how everything turned out with it.
Now, when you were in the studio, and of course, the songs that you had written, you knew them as guitar vocals, basically, you singing them. When you went in and Chris doing the production, and now you were hearing the songs in their entirety with all the bells and whistles, was that a really cool experience?
It was really neat. We actually recorded all the instruments down in Nashville with some fantastic musicians. So getting, like, I was there with them, and we were hashing out ideas and all that, and getting to experience, you know, that and see some of the best guys go at it. It was really cool, and I learned a lot.
Yeah, the musicians down there, every artist who comes on talks about how quickly they learn the songs. They hear them one time, and they basically can play them back for the track.
Oh yeah, they're very prepared down there. They always have their charts, and you know they're just the best. Like, it's Music City for a reason, right?
Right. When you've been down in Nashville, have you had a chance, Jason, to run into any of your musical heroes or anybody you know, anybody we would know as far as a famous country name?
Oh, not really, but I did run into. For anyone who's been watching the show Nashville
on
TV, I ran into Deacon on the street one time in Nashville, and I thought that was kind of cool. So I did have my little celebrity moment.
Pretty cool. So did you, I guess, recognize him from watching the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been watching the show, and he what's the guy's name is Chip. I don't remember what his last name is.
Yeah, I think it's Esten is the
Chip,
last name.
Chip Esten, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And he was on Whose Line Is It Anyways, so I knew exactly who he was. So
okay.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I shook his hand. I got a picture with him. I had to have my celebrity moment.
Exactly. I find when you run into people like that that you know from TV, they seem larger than life. It's hard to know what to say. I mean, you want to say, I love your work, or, you're a fan, but sometimes that can come out a little awkwardly, right?
Yeah, sometimes. I that's the first time I've ever had it. And he was, he was already kind of getting mobbed. Like, not mobbed, but there were a few people bugging him. So, and this is in Nashville.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know what? He probably gets it all the time. I'm going to totally just ask him.
That is an awesome show. I've been watching it pretty much from the start, and it's a really good nighttime drama with country music as the background.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. I've my whole family's hooked on it. I know my mom and my brother watch it too, and yeah, it's really good. I wonder what they're gonna do with it. I'm definitely watching it once a week.
Yeah, me too. And, I'm thinking down the road, hopefully they'll bring in more guest stars, whether they're performing or acting in it, like country music artists that we'd know.
Yeah, they've done that a little bit with some of the, I think Brantley Gilbert was on once and Chris Young.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I think they will. I think they got a really cool thing to work with there.
Definitely. The song right out of the Book of Wrong, which I mentioned before, of course, it talks about temptation and those kind of things. I won't ask you what tempts you, but what distracts you? What are the things, Jason, that maybe you're trying to focus on your music and do the business side of things, but that distract you from that?
Oh, when the Jets are losing. That's the
big
thing in our city right now.
Around.
That's the only time right now I have, and it's an okay distraction. I do need to take some breaks just to let my head breathe, but I definitely let hockey distract me. It's playoff time right now.
Yeah, definitely. That is a good distraction. What about traveling? Outside of traveling to do your shows, anywhere in the world you want to go see next on your list?
Well, I definitely am probably going to want to get back down to Nashville again. I absolutely love that town, but if I was forced to go anywhere other than Nashville, I would just want to go to a beach right now. It's still snowy in Winnipeg, and I would love to just be on a beach.
That'd be nice. Nice around this time, right? Because you said you're still getting a bit of snow in Winnipeg?
No, yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's springtime. That should be gone by now.
Yeah, only in Winnipeg.
Only in Winnipeg. Well, what's I was going to ask you, what's the best thing about Winnipeg, or what do you like most about living there?
Well, I was asked this question the other day, but the music scene is actually a really good place to be for Winnipeg. There's always something to do, always something to listen to, somewhere to play, and yeah, that's one really good thing about Winnipeg. It is really beautiful in the summer. As terrible as our winters get, it can have some gorgeous weather to go out fishing and do all that sort of stuff. So I do.
Nice. You got some. What's that?
I said I do love my town. I'm just mad that it's snowy right now.
Exactly. Yeah, the snow does that to all of us. We want it to end. It always sticks around too long. Let's turn back to music from your album, Jason. This one has an interesting title as well. Explain the song called Shut Up.
Oh, man. Shut Up is a song I wrote with my friend Heather down in Nashville. And it's just about... the moral of the song, I guess, is just kind of things sometimes you just got to shut up. You can sometimes say too much, and that's basically what the song is about. And I really like that. That might have been one of my favorite songs I've ever written.
Yeah, I mean, the message in it basically, I mean, sometimes there's things you can think, but, you use, as they say, I guess, your inside voice. You don't actually express these things, and then you bite your tongue when you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I just think, it's kind of, sometimes you don't think before you speak, and people react emotionally, and I think everyone has experienced that once or twice, and I for sure have, and, sometimes you just, plain and simple, sometimes you should have shut up.
Just like the song title says, this is Shut Up and my guest, Jason Petrick, on In the Country.
Your mouth, you took it further, knew that it was gonna hurt her, and it's too late now. Was it worth the love gone her face? Was it worth her walking away? Should've just shut up, shut up, shut up.
Manitoba country artist Jason Petrick. The song is called Shut Up, and that is found on his latest EP called Tease. You can learn more about him at jasonpetrickmusic.com. Great production in that one. Really catchy song.
Thank you. Yeah, I was really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, Chris did a great job on that. Chris Burke Gaffney, your producer. Let's give a shout out to Debbie Wood, who of course is playing a role in your career, getting your music and name out to radio. Let's talk about. I'll let you do this. Talk about working with Debbie.
You know, I've only been working with her for the past couple months, but I met her back in where was the CCMA this year? Saskatoon. Yeah, in September. And, yeah, it's been a cool experience so far. So we'll look forward to working with her some more.
Yeah, she'll be getting your name out to radio and is a great support. I wanted to ask you, and you may need some time to think about this, but I'll give you a couple of seconds anyway. Duet partners, Jason, have you given thought, whether it's a huge name or maybe somebody you know more on a local level, whatever level that is, somebody you could see yourself performing a duet with?
Oh, a duet.
Because we've got all these great male-female duets out there, right? And sometimes, of course, they're male-male duets. There's all kinds.
Yeah, who knows? Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I've never thought about it. I think it'd be really cool to do one day. Maybe I'll get to be part of Nickelback one day, and I'll get to do a duet with them.
Now, that would be cool, bringing them into the studio, and you and Chad doing some vocal stuff.
That would be my dream duet right there. Done.
Awesome. We got the answer. That's perfect. So that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Now, cover songs. I think we touched on this a bit before, but what are some of the cover songs you do? On the album, you do, of course, the Van Halen song, but in your live shows, what songs do you cover?
Oh, man. Well, we've been doing a Bruno Mars tune for a couple months. Probably keep it in the set for a little bit still. Fans seem to like that one. What else?
Yeah, he's got some great tunes.
Oh, yeah, he's great. We also do an Elvis tune. I'm a huge Elvis Presley fan, so I had to add an Elvis tune to the set.
That's pretty neat. That's a good flashback. I mean, so many of us remember him, and a whole new audience will discover the music. Do you have a favorite of Elvis's to do, or one or two of them?
Right now we've been doing Jailhouse Rock, and it's
a
lot
cool.
of fun. Love that song, and I love the way my band plays it too, so it's cool.
Have you had a chance and I've asked other artists this, because I think it's a really cool thing when, you know, you might have a fan who wasn't a fan of country music before, they didn't think they liked it, now they're listening to your stuff, and it's kind of getting them into country music. Has that happened to you?
I don't know, not today. No one's told me that, but you never know. I mean, you know, it's cool what music can do. You know, no one has to like everything, but sometimes something that you didn't think you were going to strike a chord with, you find that you love. And I'm always listening to different radio stations just to discover new music that I love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could happen. It's really cool.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, people should and can love different genres of music. Everybody's got their favorite, but it is cool to listen to different genres of music, because there's something good in all of them, in just about all of them, depending on what your taste is. But I'm sure there's, you know, three or four different genres people can enjoy.
And I think a lot of, I find a lot of, depending on the genre I'm listening to, I still like the same types of artists. They still sing a lot of the same types of songs or do some similar things, and it's just production. And, you know, is this guy country or is this guy pop? And, you know, so that, you know, I love looking at music kind of like that sometimes.
Well, that's cool too, because a lot of songs, the only difference really is the production. You could take a Nickelback song, and maybe somebody's done this, I'm sure they have, actually I can think of an example. You know, you take that, change the production, even change the vocalist, and now you've turned it into a country song.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I know there's been people who...
And vice versa.
And it's exactly. So, you know, so I get interested in the production of it and what kind of guitars did these guys use and what kinds of, you know, this band use. And, you know, that's what's so awesome about music, is there's so much about it you can enjoy.
And just got a shout out here I want to send to you from Linda Ewing. She says, hi, Jason.
Oh, hi, Linda.
She's a great supporter of country music, great supporter of yours. And I wanted to ask you next, so that was good timing, your fans, do you have a message you want to send out to the great fans like Linda and all the others who come out to your shows, support you, post stuff on Facebook, spread your music?
Oh, you guys are what make it all possible and fun to do. Without people coming to your shows, the shows aren't nearly as fun, and we probably wouldn't do it. So, like, honestly, the fans are the best part about it, and I love that there are people that do support my music, and it's pretty cool.
That's got to be great to have that opportunity after a show or any place you might run into a fan to hear what they've got to say about a song and maybe even what a song has meant to them, you know, because some of the songs will get people through tough times, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's really cool to have, I've had someone come up and say, oh, I love the songs that you wrote, and she's told me, you know, I usually don't like bands that play their own music, but you actually had some good ones. I'm like, that is just simple like that, felt so good, and
nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, your love of guitar you talked about, do you have some guitar heroes, guys you look up to? Of course, Keith Urban, Brad Paisley are big-time guitar players. Who would be the ones for you?
Well, Keith Urban's probably one of my my biggest. He's just awesome. I'm a huge John Mayer fan, too. He's a really good guitar player, and he plays a very unique style of playing. And who else has to? There's tons of good guitar players. I look up to everybody because they're all better than me. They're awesome.
Modesty.
Yeah.
That's too funny. Now, the album is called Tease, 8 great songs on it. April 27th, the big CD release party going on at Cowboys in Winnipeg. Now, if people want to get tickets for that, Jason, how do they go about that?
You can get them at the door. We're not actually doing like a pre-sale ticket thing. That's just a normal bar night at Cowboys, so it's just a regular cover charge, $5. So we're hoping that as many people as possible want to come out and party with us, and we're all just going to have one big good time.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I guess once the 27th hits, the album will be available on places like iTunes and CD Baby?
Yeah. We're getting all that set up right now. So hopefully, I'm hoping by that day it's all set up and we're able to distribute to everybody.
Very cool. Jason, been such a pleasure spending the time sharing the songs from the album Tease. I know a lot of people I've been seeing postings online very excited about the album and looking forward to hearing more of it. Thanks for being part of the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. Anytime.
Been a pleasure. My guest was Jason Petrick on the line from Winnipeg, Manitoba. The album is called Tease, and once again, the website, jasonpetrickmusic.com. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.